So one of the things that we've been sharing about advancement is that where we're talking about divine increase, you never see, I mean, in the scripture, just think about 3 John verse 2. It says, I wish above what? All things that you may what? Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That to me says advancement. None of that talks about going backwards. Talks about advancement. And I like the New Living Translation. It says, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in your body as you are strong in spirit. So in order for us to have divine increase, in order for us to advance, God is also saying here, it's important to be what? Strong in spirit. And one of the things that we've been sharing along with that is that in order to be strong in spirit, Jude in verse 20, chapter 1, verse 20, well, there's only one chapter, but it says, building up yourselves, but beloved, building up yourselves, what? On your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So during these seasons that we're in, we need to make sure that we keep our hearts right and pray in the Holy Ghost more than we have been. I like the Passion Translation. It says, but you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively, see, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. And there's one translation that says, we enrich our faith. So that tells me there's advancement there, isn't it? If you're enriching something, that means you're advancing something. And again, John 10:10 in the Passion, it says, a thief has only one thing in mind. One thing. That's it. Just one thing in mind. It's to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance. Everything. Say everything. Everything in abundance. More than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. That doesn't sound like going backwards, does it? That sounds like advancement. That sounds like progressing, being progressive, doesn't it? So he has only one thing in mind. This is God. He said, I have come to give you life and everything in abundance, more than you expect, everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we might have reached a place, but why is that overflow there for? It's to touch and reach people. It's to bless people. So if we've reached a measure of overflow, God wants us to flow in every area of our lives. Every area. Hallelujah. You know, there's something that I've heard, and we may have all heard it, or we may have even said it, or thought it. You know, those thoughts come. But people sometimes will say, well, something's bad has happened because maybe, or something bad or something unfortunate in your life, maybe because I'm out of the will of God, or I'm not doing God's will, or I'm disobeying God. Let me ask this question. Don't you think God is big enough And always think about this. God is not the accuser. Always remember that. He is not the accuser of the brethren. He doesn't come to you and go, you know what? You did all of this, 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 and this, and da, 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 da. And because of that, the devil is the accuser. He's the one that comes and says, X, Y, Z, you've done this, you've done that, and I'm going to destroy you. Or I'm going, and this bad stuff is happening to you because. God's not the accuser. If you did miss it, God has a way of doing what with his children? He leads them. You have a conscience, a spirit. And when you misstep, it doesn't feel right, does it? It just said, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have gone there. You have a spirit that bears witness with your spirit, the spirit of God. He's not the accuser. He doesn't accuse you of misstepping. God is a love God. He's full of love, and he loves us. So don't ever buy into those thoughts. You know, something happened. It may be because blah, blah, blah. Throw that out of your mind. Because God can lead us and reveal and show us and bear witness with our spirit if we need to correct something. And everybody in here knows when you've missed it. Everyone. Every one of us know. Every one of us know. So why even think that if something is going on, it must be because? Oh, no. No, no, no. So we have got to make sure we keep our hearts and minds right and fixed and speak the right words, think the right words, casting down vain imaginations and every thought that exalts itself, what? Against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So one of the things, in order to advance, you've got to be determined to advance. You know, I'm looking at somebody over here, I won't say who, but anybody who was in the Army or Armed Forces, you had a mission to accomplish. You were under orders to fulfill that mission at whatever the cost. Maybe your life, but you were ordered to execute those plans. Well, wouldn't you think you couldn't go, oh, we got a little problem here. I guess we'll go home. Because there's some consequences to going home. I'm just talking about natural consequences. But in order to fulfill and execute that mission that you were charged to carry out, you had to be what? Determined. You had to be determined, whatever the cost, we're going. We're going forward. We're going to fulfill this. Right? So that determination, you know, when you just look it up, to be determined means having reached a decision, you're firmly resolved. So those kind of things are important. Are we firmly firmly resolved to advance? Do we have thinking that we're going to advance? We're going to move forward. Hallelujah. It means to be single-minded, purposeful. So those kind of thoughts have to be uppermost in our thinking. So God is what? A big God. He's a big God. Hallelujah. I like these lyrics from Keith Moore's song, There's No God As Big As Mine. Hallelujah. I like those lyrics. He said, there's no God as big as mine. Too big a problem, you just can't find. And it makes no difference what the devil tries. You say, there's no God as big as mine. No matter what the devil tries, whatever obstacle comes up, there's no God as big as mine. Hallelujah. And so we need to have faith and keep our faith centered. We know these scriptures, I'm just sharing them again, but 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are to do what? Walk, regulate, conduct our lives by faith and not by what we see. Luke 1:37. The New Living, he said, for the word of God will never fail. It'll never fail. Hallelujah. I like the Passion Translation. Not one promise from God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. You ever think about this? You can never achieve the impossible if you never attempt the impossible. You ever think about that? You can never achieve the impossible if you never attempt the impossible. And that means when the impossible confronts you, you may reel a little bit. You may even go, how are we going to do that? I don't know. But you've got to keep faith and possibility thinking in your mind and heart. Otherwise, if you give in every time there's a problem, you're like, well, you gave in once, maybe I'll give in again. Maybe I'll just give in. It's easier to give in, isn't it? It's easier to just lay down than to step forward, gritting your teeth, stepping out going, I don't know, this is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to our mind. It's uncomfortable to our flesh and our thoughts. It's uncomfortable. Because we want to see everything, don't we? We want to know it's going to be okay. Well, God said it's going to be okay. He said, with you, it's not possible. But with me, it is. It's possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I am not in any way suggesting that we ignore the witness, the prompts. He may tell you, slow down a little bit. He may tell you, go to the left, but you're advancing. He may tell you not to do something. He may. Even while you're moving towards it, he may tell you. But that shouldn't be our choice. That should be his choice. He should be the one directing, and we shouldn't make decisions based on impossibilities. Everybody understand that? He said, he has overcome the world. I like this. John 16:33 in the Amplified Classic. It says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulations, trials, and distress and frustration. Sometimes all at the same time. Sometimes all of it bundled up in a nice package with a big fat bow on it, wanting you to take delivery. And it says, but be of what? Good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Certain. Undaunted. That means you're determined, right? For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So these things that we face, Galatians 2:20, you know, we know John, 1 John 5:4, it says, whosoever is what? Born of God, overcome, right? Overcometh the world, and what? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our what? Our faith. But I like Galatians 2:20. in the Passion Translation. It says, my old identity. See, so you didn't know you had an old identity. Some of us remember it. I do, but I know it was crucified and buried. But it says, my old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. Isn't that good to know? And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life where? Through me. He's endeavoring to live his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered, how? By the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, dispensing his life into mine. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is what? In me than he that lives in the world. And it's going to take some effort to advance. It's not going to be comfortable. It's not comfortable to the flesh, and it is not comfortable to the thought life. So in order to advance, you've got to first what? Believe God and his word, that whatever he said is so. And for me to advance, I've got to have faith in God. Faith in him, faith in what he said. If he's given you personal instructions, then you move forward. He's given us all a commandment to walk in the love of God as he walked in love. We're to walk in love, and we're what? To reach out, go into all the world, make disciples of all men, and you know the rest. So he's given us some commandments to fulfill, and we need to be what? Determined to do that. In whatever area of life we are. So we need to allow God to work in our lives. How do we do that? By believing and speaking. And that's what I like in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13 in the Passion Translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith that is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed, then I spoke in faith. So we also first believe, then do what? Speak in faith. So we've got to first believe and then do what? Speak in faith. Hallelujah. So one of the things, I like this particular scripture in James chapter 1 and verses 2 through 4. We'll look at this in the King James and then the Passion Translation. But the King James Version, it says, my brethren, count it what? All joy. When you fall into what? Divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh something, it worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. There was a scholar that wrote that endurance, when we talk about endurance or patience, really is a more accurate, is let endurance or patience, let endurance be at work in you. He said that endurance really means staying power. Another scholar wrote, it's really, in a more modern way, it means hang in there. Hang in their power. It means I'm going to hang in here and hold on to God regardless of what I see. I'm hanging in there. I'm believing God. So in other words, I've done what? It says here, count it all joy. That takes some faith, doesn't it? This is all part of advancing, part of divine increase. And this word patience or endurance, this Greek word is hopomeno, M-E-N-O. It conveys the idea, this word, when it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh endurance. It conveys the idea of being steadfast, consistent, unwavering, and unflinching. This is the attitude that it has. I don't care how heavy the load gets or how much pressure I'm under, I'm not budging one inch. You know, you've got to be determined to do that. This is my spot, and I'm telling you right now, there isn't enough pressure in the whole world to make me move and give it up. You know, if you go back and just look at history, and you look at some of the troops that have gone into some areas where there was just a handful of them, they made a determination they were going to stay that in that spot and do what? Not give it up. And some of them lost their lives, but there were some that overcame great obstacles with just a few. And so for us, when we face obstacles in life, we need to know, I've got all of heaven backing me up. I've got God, I've got his angels, I've got a supernatural entourage backing me up, and the word of God. And I'm not budging unless my commander tells me to. Right? He may say, back up. But you take your directions from the commander. Hallelujah. So we need to, and let's look at this in the Passion Translation. It says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you're facing nothing but difficulties, you know, some of us are like, boy, it's just been one thing after another. It says, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. Verse 3, for you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. See, so when you're faced with something, it should do what? Stir up something within you to do what? It stirs up the power of God within you to endure all things. That's why it's important that we keep our spirit strong and we pray in the Holy Ghost so that when we're confronted with something, it stirs up the power of God in us to do what? Endure all things. And then as your endurance grows, what? Even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there's nothing missing and nothing lacking. Boy, that's a goal to achieve, isn't it? So you know that when there's opposition, what's the primary thing the devil wants us to do? Quit and give up, lay down and not advance. But we're going to advance. In Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 in the New Living Translation says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything that you do, or it determines the course of your life. And of course, other translations that are, you know, we can't display, but it says in the Good News, it says, translation says, be careful how you think, Your life is shaped by your thoughts. That's why it's important. Your life can be shaped by your thoughts. The devil tries to do what? Oppress people through people and circumstances for the purpose of what? Getting people to change their thinking, change their words, and then they end up through that unfortunate oppression, they begin to set boundaries. And that's what this word says. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped, or it says that this word issues in the King James means boundaries or extremities. The King James says, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life or the boundaries of life. So we can set our own boundaries. We can restrict what we do in our lives. Always remember this, God cannot override your will. If he could, he'd make everybody get saved. So that's why it's important to keep our thoughts right, because when we begin to articulate the problem, articulate the impossibility, articulate the obstacle in our life, not that we're overcoming it, speaking to it, that when we keep talking about it, then we begin to do what? Set boundaries. And God cannot change that. We are made in the image and likeness of God. What we say goes. You ever think about that? What we say is what gets fulfilled in our lives. And sometimes God's trying to say, hey, don't say that. Don't do that. So faith is what? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Not seen, things not seen. So when we talk about things seen, we're to be doing what? Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the things not seen. We're to be releasing our faith for things not seen. Hallelujah. And keep it there. We're to not to do what? 2 Corinthians 4:18. We're to look not at the things what? Which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. So just in wrapping up today, it's important to just keep our thoughts and our minds centered on faith in God and making sure. Let's just put up one scripture here, the Hebrews 11:1 in the Passion Translation. And I like the way this reads. It says, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation. What's the foundation? Your faith is the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. So that's why it's important to continue to speak those things that you desire which are unseen. Stop talking about the seen, because you don't need faith for the seen. You know you have it. You need faith for the unseen. So when I see mountains, I see that. I'm decreeing move. I'm decreeing the unseen. And that's what we need to continue to do, to advance. Have faith in God. Keep our hearts and our minds right. And then also keep our words. Proverbs 18. death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you keep speaking something, and you'll have something that you've spoken. You know, think about this in closing, that, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't believe that. Well, I will say this, that you believing in the obstacle, maybe you didn't come to that place of belief all at once, but if that obstacle stayed there long enough, you kept thinking about it, talking about it, talking about it, and you got to the place of believing it. Well, you know, the same thing can happen where the Word of God is concerned. We can have possibility thinking, maybe it doesn't look possible. Maybe it looks like it'll never come to pass. But God's Word is true. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And if I keep saying it long enough, I will get to the place of doing what? Believing His word and believing what I say, and what I say shall come to pass. No different than the same way you kept believing the negative and you got to the place of believing it and started saying it. We need to have possibility thinking and to advance. One thing just to keep in mind, and we talk about this, faith announces the outcome of something right in the middle of the problem. Faith always announces the outcome. And when we have obstacles, you know, we look at Mark 11, 20 and 21 and 22, 3, 4, and 5, there were obstacles. And there may be obstacles in your life that may seem deep-rooted and imposing. You know what I mean by that? It means like there's no way that can move. And it seems that way. And they seem to block our view or our vision ahead. You know, in order for you to advance in the natural, you need to be able to see. And sometimes these obstacles become so big that you can't see how I can move forward. You look and you go, how am I going to do that? I got this and this and this and this. How am I going to be able to do that? And so sometimes the obstacle that's in front of you seems like it's impossible and it can't move. But the Lord has assured us in Mark 11, 23, that they need not continue as obstacles to his work. What is he saying? The question of their removal is one of our authority here in the earth. Not his, meaning, yes, he's given us his authority. We're operating under his headship, but he's given us authority here to remove him. He's wanting us, we're the body, in order to advance, we have to do what? Keep our mind on him, keep our minds on the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and command the obstacles to move, and we'll advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. So, in advancement, we're not going back. He wishes above all things that we do what? Prosper, be strong, be, you know, as our soul prospers, but that means, you know, you have a strong spirit. So, keep your spirit strong. How do you do that? Pray more in the Holy Ghost. Feed upon his word. Pray in the Spirit. And speak the outcome. Speak what he's promised in his word. Always remember, we have a blood covenant with God, and he has obligated himself to us through the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. We're going to advance, right? Amen. I am. We're advancing, moving forward. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil put up such a smokescreen, you just call it quits. We're not calling it quits. We're moving forward in the things of God. Glory to God. You know, think about this. When we talk about advancement, just make this comment in closing. All through this season that we've been in, not once has the government come in and said, you can't preach the gospel. So everybody, I'm talking about just people we know, people that are running, you know, there's 200 and plus, almost 270 Rhema campuses around the world. They were all affected. But it never stopped them in advancing. What they did, they opened up more schools. What did they do? They used technology to connect with people. So they kept advancing. You understand the point? There may come obstacles that want you to stop, slow down, quit. The devil, it says, he has one thing in mind. Well, we should have one thing in mind to keep moving forward and advance. Advance his purposes, advance his kingdom, advance the goodness of God, and find ways to do that. And God will use each of us individually in that. Right? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for stirring our hearts and reminding us of your will in our lives. So if we're in this earth, we have a job to do. We have something to contribute, something to give, something to share, something to reveal to this earth and this world. And we thank you for that opportunity. And we thank you that we are overcomers. And as your word says in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me and empowers me. So, Father, we thank you today. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, before we receive our offering, I just want us to extend an opportunity for those that may be here or watching online to come to know this wonderful Savior of ours and to have a relationship with him, and that, as he said, that when we do, when we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, instantly, as the scripture says, we are changed into a brand new person. We're delivered from darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. So let's say if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, if you believe that and you believe that he was raised from the dead, then all one has to do is say that with their mouth, believe it in their heart, and you receive his eternal life. Hallelujah. So let's say this. Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus to this earth to die for the sins of mankind and to destroy the works of the devil. Father, I believe he took our sins and our sicknesses and took them to hell. And when sin was paid for, we were raised from the dead and seated in heavenly places in Christ. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart as my Savior. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make something new of me. I believe now that you are not only my Savior, but my Lord, and I will honor and serve you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you made that simple profession of faith and you don't ever remember doing that, then let us know if you're here today. We'll give you some free information. And if you're watching online, contact us, write us, email us, phone us, and let us know that you accepted Jesus into your heart, and we'll get you that information. Praise the Lord. And we rejoice for those that have come to know Jesus today, or who may watch afterwards and will get to know him. Hallelujah.